Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. One of our goals at the Seder tonight is to feel a true sense of gratitude to Hashem for saving us from Mitzrayim and for everything He continues to do for us today. The Haggadah is based on the Pisukim that the landowner says when he thanks Hashem for his first fruits. It is a night of Hakarat HaTov. But how could a person feel proper Hakarat HaTov when he's facing so many challenges? How could he feel Hakarat HaTov when he's missing so much in his life? Usually, the way it works is, the more a person has, the more sense of gratitude he has. The Midrash says in Shemot Rabbah Perek Kaf Aleph, when the Jewish mothers were crossing the Yam Suf carrying their little children, and a child began to cry, all the mother had to do was say what she wanted and it would suddenly appear on the wall of the sea. If her child liked apples, she would say apple. And there she would see an apple and use it to pacify her child with. Another opinion in the Midrash says, the mothers didn't even have to say it. As long as they would think it, the apple would suddenly appear. The Sefer Kiyatayim Adi asked, what was the need for such a miracle? That a person would receive instantly what he wanted? The answer, he said, perhaps was because Hashem knew the Jews were about to sing the Shirat Hayam, the greatest song of Hakarat HaTov ever. Hashem wanted them to feel so overwhelmed with goodness so that they'll sing that song with a deep-rooted sense of Hakarat HaTov. Many people are missing a lot right now. How are they going to be able to have proper Hakarat HaTov at the Seder? The Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, when a rabbi had a near-death experience, he saw what was going on in Shamayim and he said, Olam hafuch ra'iti, elyonim lemata v'tachtonim lemala. He said, I saw an upside-down world. The upper ones were below and the lower ones above. The Sefer Barichi Nafshi explained, a person thinks the days where he has everything and feels great, those are going to be the days of his life that are considered above. Those are going to be the days where he's able to soar to great heights. But in truth, it's really the Tahtonim that are Lemala. The days when he doesn't have, the days when he's being challenged, those are the days that are going to bring him all the glory in the future. Yes, it's going to be much harder to feel Hakarat HaTov, but if we can do it, we can make this the greatest Seder ever. Let us reflect for a moment on how much blessing we truly have and use it to thank Hashem from the bottom of our hearts. There was an article printed in the Yated Ne'eman by Rabbi Baruch Rabinowitz, who put our current situation into perspective, imagining what his father-in-law, a Holocaust survivor, would say about it. And this is what it says. You are restricted where to go and how many people can congregate, but you could stay at home and be in your own bed? You mean you don't have to stay in a bunker, no ghetto, no sleeping with animals in a barn? You could go to sleep at night and expect to find yourself and your family in the same place in the morning? You have enough food in your home to survive for a few weeks? No rationing of a few grains of barley per person per day? You have fresh water to drink and you don't need to limit it? You don't have to boil it first? You could go to the bathroom and you don't need to use a pail in a corner with other people around? You could go outside to get food and there'll be food available. You could go outside to get food and you won't be shot dead if discovered. You could take a shower with soap, with warm water too. You have a talet and tefillin. You could daven as long and as loud as you want and not be afraid of being discovered. You could gather on your own porches and sing Kabbalat Shabbat and let it fill the whole street. You could have a Shabbat Seudah with real chicken soup, not a little salt and water, and leave the rest to the imagination. Real fish, fresh, challah, soft and chewy, not hard and moldy, white and not coarse black. You can get more than one slice of bread a day. You don't have to hide it from other people. You could think about making plans for the next month or even the next year and have a reasonable chance of keeping those plans. Heat? You could feel your fingers and toes when you wake up. You have air conditioning. You don't feel suffocated by the heat and stench. You have shoes without holes, more than one pair, really? You have sefarim to learn from, any sefer that you want. You have access to shiurim by phone or by computer. You have a way to keep in touch with the outside world and at least know there is an outside world. You could actually know what's happening out there. You could be in touch with family and see how they're doing. You never think that maybe you're the last one alive. If you need medicine, you could actually get it. You're planning to make a seder with real wine and real matzah, shemura. You have a choice of where to get it from, regular or whole wheat, spelt, oat. You have enough kezetot for whatever shiur you desire for each person. You have maror, regular or pre-checked, enough for each. You have chicken and meat too. Fresh vegetables, no moldy potatoes. Potato peels with something inside. Wine, dry, semi-sweet, 4 cups for each person. Large cups, grape juice too. Mevushal, non-mevushal, choice of wines by region and country. Yes, we have a lot, although it might seem otherwise. Let us think about all the blessings that we have. Appreciate what Hashem has done for us in the past and appreciate what He does for us now. Let us make this seder the best ever. For some, it's going to be extremely difficult, missing the loved ones who were accustomed to running the seder. What looks like a time of tachtonim will one day be seen. We'll see it's really hafuch. It was a time of elyonim. Let us strengthen ourselves and make this a great seder, a great Pesach, and reach great heights. Amen. Chag kasher v'sameach.